Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. A major recall has been issued for a widely sold cleaning product that many Michiganders may have in their homes right now. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says about 1.5 million bottles of Angry Orange enzyme stain removers are being pulled because they may contain a bacterium which can pose health risks under certain conditions. The products in question come in 2 cents, Fresh Clean and Orange Twist, and were distributed in 24-ounce and 32-ounce and 1-gallon bottles. Some of the recalled units were sold bundled with a UV light attachment. These stain removers were widely available at big retailers including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Meijer, Staples, and TJ Maxx. Some places also sold them online like Amazon, Target.com, Walmart.com, AngryOrange.com, and Chewy.com. While there have been no confirmed reports of illnesses or injuries tied to these products thus far, officials warn the bacteria identified in the recall can be especially dangerous to people with weakened immune systems, existing lung issues, or those whose medical devices implanted in their bodies because it can enter through inhalation, broken skin, or the eyes. If you own one of these affected stain removers, you're urged to stop using it immediately and contact the manufacturer, Thrasio, to arrange a refund. The CPSC also advises consumers to follow any disposal instructions and to reach out directly to the company for next steps. And three of the world's biggest tech companies face a landmark trial in Los Angeles starting this week over claims their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. Snapchat owner Snap has settled the case, but Meta's Instagram, ByteDance's TikTok, and Google's YouTube will face a jury trial for the first time over claims that their platforms have contributed to the youth mental health crisis. Jury selection starts this week in the Los Angeles Superior Court. It is the first time the companies will argue their case before a jury. And in Washington, a day-long hearing is underway that should make clear what played the biggest role in a mid-air aircraft collision that killed 67 people near Washington, D.C. The National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, will recommend steps to prevent similar tragedies. An American Airlines jet flying from Kansas and an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided and plummeted into the Potomac River a year ago. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has taken steps to ensure helicopters and planes no longer share the same crowded airspace around the nation's capital, but the NTSB will recommend additional action. Families of the victims say they hope there are meaningful changes. When we come back after this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Getting to our international news, activists say that at least just under 6,200 people have been killed in Iran's crackdown on nationwide protests, and many more are still feared dead. The new figures on Tuesday came from the U.S.-based human rights activist news agency, which has been accurate in multiple rounds of unrest in Iran. The Iranian government has put the death toll at a far lower 3,117, including 2,427 civilians and security forces, and the rest labeled terrorists. Meanwhile, Iran's currency, the rial, has fallen to a record low of $1.5 million to $1. The protests in Iran began on December 28, sparked by rial's downward spiral, and quickly spread across the country, only to be met by a violent crackdown by Iran's theocracy. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.